news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, love doctors, love doctors. ER the love gurus. My now ex-girlfriend and I broke up last month after almost 3 years together. The breakup was entirely her idea, but I wasn't happy in our relationship, so I wasn't really about to fight about it. I was fine with it ending. Everything seemed to go over well. Neither of us seemed to have lost our temper over the breakup. It was pretty amicable, so I was shocked to hear from some friends, but she's now going around telling people how awful I was to her, making it sound like I'm just a terrible human being, even insinuating that maybe I wasn't faithful. Two of my friends have brought it up to me and said what she's been saying, and they're all lies, and I'm wondering if I confront her on this or if it's not even worth my time.
I think you do confront her just because she's, like, smearing your name.
Absolutely,
so I would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the train will necessarily ever stop at this point. And you said this was 3 years ago?
No, they dated for that long.
Oh, they were together for 3 years, and they broke up last month. And
okay.
She's just been talking some mad smack since then.
Which, why, I guess? I mean, part of me
the
feels like maybe
that.
There's, like, regrets or something there from her that why if she wanted to break up, she broke up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? What's the point of even saying anything?
Unless she's, like, reflecting back on the relationship now, and she's like, remember that time he didn't do this? Or
right.
And she's, like, spinning it in her own head and making it seem like he's the villain.
Oh, she's almost, like, blowing it out of her, like, in her mind kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
like, making it more than maybe what it even was.
That's the only thing I could think of.
It seems like the only thing you could do is maybe be like, hey, listen, I was talking to so-and-so and so-and-so. I'm hearing you're saying this stuff about me. Like, that's not true. Like, stop saying that. Because the thing is, all these people that you deny it to, because you would deny it if it happened, too,
yeah.
probably. I don't know if they believe you, which really sucks the most. That's the worst thing about it.
Yeah, they don't. They're not going to believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you send her a text and just say, I heard you were saying this. What's going on? Why?
Yeah, not a huge fan of that. Love doctors, you are the love gurus. I recently discovered that my boyfriend has been Snapchatting random women that he's met online some pretty provocative photos and receiving some pretty provocative photos. And I'm wondering if this is a breakupable offense.
100%. Mm. I would break up with him. I feel like that's cheating.
I don't know if I call it cheating, but it certainly is not a healthy relationship.
Yeah, definitely not.
How is it not cheating? I feel like it's like emotional cheating, going behind your back, sending naked photos to another person.
It's on the edge of it, I would say. I don't know if I'd fully put it cheating, but it's almost like he's like trying to find the next play already. So yeah, maybe emotional cheating, I guess, but
you're probably having to have some sort of like interaction too, right? You're not just randomly finding people are sending you these pictures. Like, there's some sort of conversing going on that you're cheating. Like, you maybe not like physically getting on this person, but you're cheating.
We don't know for sure though.
Yeah, it could be.
Might be leading to that.
Could be.
Yeah. If we're just wondering if you could break up over that, I think
absolutely.
Certainly
yeah.
could.
Yeah.
yeah.
Definitely break up.
Jeez. And finally, love doctors, you are the love gurus. Recently, my boyfriend told me that he wants to go on a guy's trip to Las Vegas. He says they do this every couple of years, but I'm really insecure about it and worried something naughty is going to happen. Do I just let him go to express my fears?
I think you could express them, but you still have to, like, you can't say you can't go. You could just say, I'm kind of nervous about you going, and I don't know how I feel about you going with all those guys. Just express how you're feeling, but you can't tell them not to go.
I would say probably as well. Some of the things you're expecting are probably going to happen. They're in the sense of if it's a guy's trip, there's probably going to be, you know, the gentleman's club at some point that they
maybe.
Visit. There's those things, but I don't think it's extreme maybe as you're making it in your mind. Like, he's not going there to hook up with girls for a couple of days and come back.
It's probably not going to be a hangover. In fact, it's probably going to be a lot more boring. There'll probably be
yeah.
some drinking. They might have a cigar, play some games. And yeah, you know, I think the worst thing that might happen is they might go to that provocative club.
Yeah.
Is maybe the only thing that might happen.
Which, is that the end of the world for you? I don't know. That's up to you.
Yeah, that's between you twos, I suppose.
Yep.
Would you lose your mind if Steven's like, I'm going on a guy's trip, see you later?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I just found out about
it. The way you said that scared me.
No, I'm not too. They're just going to, it's in South Dakota, and there's like all the gambling, and it's like a Wild West town. What's that? You know what I'm talking about?
Smokies.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, there's what's the place
there?
In South Dakota? Yeah.
Oh,
and like they
no,
do that, like,
like the gunslinging.
The gold gunslinging things, yeah. It's not Mount
oh, it's
Rushmore.
Got a bug,
you know, the gun like pointing you did with your finger.
Is it Deadwood?
Deadwood's kind of, but I don't think that's the one you're thinking of.
What am I thinking of?
You know what? I think you have your states mixed up. It's definitely Medora. They're going on a guy's weekend.
I don't know.
Medora.
They're going there for something. And, but I really, I don't think anything crazy is going to happen.
Yeah.
Sturgis.
No, not they're not going to the motorcycle. That'd be a no
the text
way.
The club is angry that you don't know it's Deadwood.
She did say
it is Deadwood.
Yeah.
Did say Deadwood event. I thought it started with an S.
It's Deadwood. That's what they're doing.
Is Sturgis in South Dakota?
That's also in South Dakota.
Okay.
I'm still going with the Slappies. Is that what I said? I think you're thinking of Slappy South Dakota. Slappies.